Murray Creek is nestled next to a remote bay on Chichagov Island, about 3.5 miles from Tenneke Springs. Marty Becker is the Watershed Program Coordinator for the U.S. Forest Service Sitka Ranger District. He says the stream project, which was approved earlier this month, will restore an area damaged by clear cutting in the 1960s.
So the floodplain and the stream banks and the whole riparian stand were, you know, heavily managed back in the day, and it's had trouble adjusting and healing over time.
Two back-to-back storms in 2020 increased erosion in the area, leaving a shallow stream bed that goes dry during periods of low flow and also floods rapidly, making it hard for healthy vegetation to grow.
It really wreaked havoc on this stream. It really blew out the banks even worse.
Becker says a team will use heavy equipment to place about 150 young-growth trees and root wads along the stream banks and floodplains, something that would naturally occur through windfalls over time.
So that when there are floods, the water slows down on the floodplain, deposits sediments, and those floodplains can start rebuilding and vegetation can regrow.
There's another benefit to the project. The trees headed for Murray Creek will come from the woods near Corner Creek, where historical clear-cutting has left dense new-growth stands. Those new-growth trees block out light, limiting the growth of ground cover plants that Sitka black-tailed deer rely on. The Forest Service is partnering with the Mule Deer Foundation to remove some of those trees, improving deer habitat while stocking up on material to restore Murray Creek.
So we're going to take trees from previously harvested unthinned stands that have dense canopies, little undergrowth, and we're going to thin those stands to improve deer habitat and use those thin trees to then haul over to Murray Creek and put in that system to restore.
The project is classified as a categorical exclusion, meaning it is unlikely to have a significant effect on the human environment. The Forest Service says analysis showed no adverse effect to protected species or habitat, cultural sites, or archaeological artifacts. Becker says the Forest Service has completed similar projects across the Tongass National Forest.
We've done pretty much stream restoration with large wood using heavy equipment on almost every district, I believe, on the forest. So from Yakutat all the way down to Prince of Wales, Ketchikan.
The project was approved on January 8. Becker estimates that tree sourcing will start in May and stream restoration will take place in June and early July. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.